kids when a publisher offered her a $35,000 deal.
That was like telling me I was going to get $1 billion. Mm-hmm. I went crazy.
Yes, you know the song I Try from 1999, but do you know how amazing Macy Gray's latest album is? It's amazing. I can't wait. Macy Gray performs on the Next World Cafe.
You're listening to North Shore Community Radio, broadcasting at 90.7 FM WTIP Grand Marais, 90.1 FM WGPO Grand Portage, 89.1 FM WKEK Gunflint Lake, and on the web at WTIP.org. Time now for the Scenic Route local music show. I'll tell you who's playing in the North Shore region over the weekend, and we got some live music today. It's Son of Mel and the Slide Man back up here for their pretty much perennial time on the air here on the show. I'm super excited to have them back here. They're playing tonight at Cascade at 6 p.m. So we'll get to them in just a second. But first, let's take a look at the weather. Right now, 21 degrees in Grand Marais. And that was about the high temperature for today. So that's what you're feeling outside. Nice blue skies, mostly clear tonight. Going to get down to 1 below 0. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny again with a high of 19. Pretty much that's what's going to be all the way through Tuesday. Temperatures in the high teens and blue sky, and then some single-digit temperatures overnight and some clouds, and that's about it. Pretty standard, good February weather all the way into about next Wednesday. Might be seeing a little bit of snow there, but it's some good days ahead here on the North Shore, and they just got better because we've got John Son of Mel and Bruno, the Slide Man, here in the studio. How are you guys doing?
Excellent.
Yeah, it's a great day to have a great day.
That sounds great. It is a great day. Up here from the Ashland and Hayward, Wisconsin regions, and Son of Mel, a wonderful storyteller, songwriter, and just great voice to have on the air. And now you do some radio yourself as well.
Yeah, down at WOJB, and you guys are, man, I was just talking before we went on the air to Rhoda, the journalist, because I love what you guys do, the journalistic aspect of this radio station is absolutely stellar, because art takes many forms, and the way we disseminate newsworthy happenings and things, especially in more remote areas, is a valuable contribution.
Yeah, well, thanks for that. We try. Yeah. We got a pretty good team here, I think. So,
yeah, you guys really do, and WOJB does too. I love my home station. I do a Wednesday every day, or not every day, every Wednesday program there. It's a patchwork show where I try to highlight local and regional music, because I really feel like there's a re-regionalization of the arts going on, and that, you know, with the breakup of the music industry and all these new and exciting and viable ways to put your art out there, radio is a great way. And music is, I mean, there's so much good stuff just in this area.
Mm-hmm. It's a hidden gem. That's what we try and do here. Jordan's over here as well, the Slide Man, with his instruments. And I think I remember that one of those guitars that you have has a pretty storied history.
Yeah,
along with it.
Well, the one in my lap is pre-World War II, so it's 80 years old now and still kicking strong. And the other one is a 8-string Hawaiian-style Weisenborn. The top is made from spruce from a pipe organ from early in the 1900s, and the back and sides are 50,000-year-old cowrie pulled from peat moss in New Zealand.
Did you say 50,000?
50,000, yeah. So if you think about the Ice Age ending here, you know, 10,000 years ago, and 13,000 years ago, there were still woolly mammoths and saber-toothed tigers up here. By then, that wood was still long, long, long underground.
Wow.
Isn't that nuts to think about?
That's so crazy.
And, I mean, I know you can't see it out there in Radio Land, but it's incredibly beautiful.
Yeah. Well, they can go tonight to the Cascade and check it
out. That's right.
That's right.
Yeah. As well. So you guys have been playing a lot of gigs recently, touring around. I think you just mentioned you were in Door County not too long ago.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And we've hit, I mean, in the last year, we've been everywhere from as far southwest as Santa Fe and Albuquerque.
Oh, nice.
And Colorado to Marquette. Down in the southern part of Michigan, I think I haven't counted up, Jordan. Have you? How many gigs we've done together?
It's over over 150.
Yeah, and that's not even 2 years yet. Huh. I mean, because I think it's been 250 because I still do some solo things.
Yeah,
and do a lot of spoken word too. But it's a blast. Playing with Jordan and the synergy that Son of Mel and the Slide Man, it's the alliteration, it just rolls off your tongue.
That's right. That's right.
It sounds like some gentlemen of distinction are rolling into town.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was psyched to just discover that you and my son Justice are friends. That just made my day. That's just so cool.
Right? Yeah, fun fact, this is the father of North House's own Justice.
Right. What a great...
Yeah.
When the world is small like that, you know, and I think it's going to get smaller because, you know, there's that, you know, some people may think he was a little bit too far out there, but Paul Wellstone, you know, he said, mm-hmm. we all do better when we all do better. But I think he forgot one word at the end. So we all do better when we all do better together, because it needs that extra enunciation that we are all in this together and not just us as humans, but animals, wildlife, trees, the flora and fauna. We all, you know, we're all surviving or not thriving together.
Right. Mr. John Son of Mel here and Jordan Gruno playing tonight at Cascade Lodge Restaurant, 6 p.m. I think we should start off with a song here, guys.
Sure.
All right. Should we give him Grand Marais?
Why not?
Sure.
Tradition.
Tradition, yeah. It's at least one.
Swap out my pony here.
There we go. So this is a song I remember you saying that you wrote it you were in like a bus or something up here? I don't remember.
Oh, yeah. It was during Homegrown.
Yeah, that was it.
And I had just done the poetry, the spoken word night at Homegrown, and my gal... B. Marie and I came up here in her 1959 Airstream that she had restored, and we're camping. She's taken this little thing at the school, and so I came with this new pup dog that she had, and I was thinking I was going to hike and swim, but it was April, and it was just pouring down rain. It was just a nasty day.
It wasn't snowing if it was still April.
Right? And so it was like 35 degrees, and so... I sat in that 1959 Airstream and wrote Grand Marais instead. And I swear I could hear the ghosts of the Voyagers out beyond the breakers of the quay. Sitting in that camper. And this little riff came. And I could hear those waves crashing in along the shorelines. And the rain pounding on the roof of that 1959 Airstream. Just like that. It's a rainy day here in old Grand Marais. What? It's a rainy day here in old Grand Marais. Storm clouds roll by like floats on parade. I got a good pup dog. Have my feet like a log.
It's a rainy day here in old Grand Marais. I got some homegrown a rocking further down the lake. There's a wolf on the road. There ain't like diamonds in her coat. There's more to change than just what weather's here. There's more to change than just what weather's here. Whatever weather's here. Alouette, jette alouette. Alouette, jette plumeray. So that verse went down well, so I thought, well, maybe I should try another one. It's a rainy day here in old Grand Marais. St. Paul's always felt lifetimes away. He wouldn't like it up here. There's no savior to fear. It's a rainy day here in old Grand Marais, where water falls faster than sinners lose their way. Even temperance herself floods. Folks gather with jugs and they pluck her buds. There's more to change than just what weather's here. There's more to change than just what weather's here. Whatever weather's here. Alouette, jette alouette. Alouette, jette plumeray. Just what weather's here. There's more to change than just what weather's here. Whatever weather's here. Alouette, jette alouette. Alouette, jette plumeray.
Grand Marais from Son of Mel and the Slide Man. That will someday become the official song of this town, I hope. There should be a decree if J. Aerosmith the Coup is listening.
If who is listening?
The mayor.
Right. That's right.
Well, Rhonda just told me, too, outside. Yeah. She said, well, now, you know, you have to write a sequel. You have to write A Snowy Day in Grand Marais. And I thought, oh. I saw, well, what about A Snowy Night in Grand Marais?
There we go.
Yeah.
Got so plenty of those.
Snowy night. Yeah. Paint the town all blue and gray.
You can bring back those Voyageurs as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those ghosts made it onto the recorded version of that song. That's for sure.
They did.
Programming on WTIP is supported by Wonder Bar Eatery and Glamp Crown, showcasing an array of live music all year round with local food, beer, wine, fine spirits, and Glamp Crown accommodations on site. There's more details on Facebook. This is the Scenic Route on WTIP. I'm Will Moore talking to John Sonamel and Jordan Gruneau, the Slide Man, and 6 p.m. at the Cascade Lodge Restaurant is where you can catch them. I'm thinking back to the Sonamel album that song was on, and how there were some other songs on there about your time in Turkey and other travels. Have you gone back to any of those places? Have you made it back overseas recently?
The last time I was overseas was 3 years ago.
Okay.
I think. Yeah. Was it 3 years ago? No, it was four. I think it was 4 years now.
Okay.
I'd like to get back, but I was in, Istanbul's changed. Turkey's changed. It is the only constant. And then I went from there to Amman, Jordan, hung out there, saw the River Jordan again, because that's on the first album as well. And you know, it's very strange to go back to a place where you were someone else, because you know, my social profile is a guy like from the legs down. You don't really see him, but he's wearing a pair of boots and you see a guitar neck. And I was just thinking of that yesterday, that I was like, wow, I remember that, but I'm no longer the same man that wore those boots, because you know, we completely changed cellular structure in 7 years. So we become different people, and the world is, man, as technology changes faster, the world changes so much faster. Right.
That's so crazy that, like you just said, you know, you become a different person over time, but then on a physical level, you also become a different person. I was just telling someone the other day about the Ship of Theseus. Do you know what that is?
No.
It's like a philosophical problem about, there's this ship out at sea, and it's called the Ship of Theseus, and it never stops sailing, but they'll have another boat go out and replace a board on it. Like, they'll do some maintenance on it and it'll replace a board, and goes board by board for however long until they have all the boards that were once on the ship. Every board has been replaced, and then they reconstruct the old one on shore. And it's like, which is the real ship?
Wow.
Whoa, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they're both real. I mean, that's...
Right? That's the question.
Yeah. So what kind of answers do they get? Like,
it's like 50-50. I don't know. This was a long time ago I read about this, so I don't know if there is an answer. It's like just a paradox.
Yeah. Dylan talks about that when people ask him about, you know, all those songs that he wrote in the 60s and things. He's like, I don't know where they came from. I'm not that person anymore. So I have no reference point back to that.
And then what are your real memories either? You know what I mean? Oh, yeah. The rabbit hole gets deeper and deeper.
Oh, thanks a lot, yeah. Jordan.
Welcome to Deep Thought Radio here on the
Right.
The Philosophical Hour. Thank you very much.
I think we could use this show, actually.
Well, yeah, answer the big questions, because that's what, I mean, what else is there? I mean, give, like, that's what I figure about songs too. If somebody's gonna take the time to listen, I want to give them something to chew on.
Right.
You know, that's what's fun about trying to craft a song. Like, and you hope it sails forever, and hopefully it's not like the Ship of Theseus where I should probably do that. Although I think they are, because every time we perform, the songs are slightly different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're always different.
Oh, man. You already in like 1 minute just totally changed this whole thing.
What?
you applied what I just said to songwriting and it made total sense. Now my mind is blown.
Let's just go back to Ooh Baby, Ooh Baby.
Yeah. Hey, yeah.
Doo-wop. That worked for a long time. Speaking of music, though, you mentioned that you've got some new music soon coming out.
Yeah.
Working on something.
Yeah. Jordan and I went into the studio. His ex-brother, outlaw now.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Tom Fabjans is, we went into Sacred Heart, about a year and three months ago? For the first time, and we laid some scratch tracks, and then we've been slowly working on it over the course of the last year. Jordan has been instrumental in like layering it with these.
No
rich...
pun intended.
And just to name drop, Tom tours with Trampled, so he's very often out of town. So we have to work when he's around, you know.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That's super exciting.
But it really is, because Tom brings a whole nother realm of musical ability. I mean, he's a sound sculptor. I mean, he's such an incredible engineer and producer. I mean, he's worked with acts as varied as Low, Hippocampus, the Jayhawks, Trampled, Haley Bonner. He recorded Haley Bonner's first two albums.
Oh, wow.
cool. too. Well, now Haley.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so, I mean, he brings so much depth and experience. And, I mean, I think I saw a picture of him, like, from way back in the day, in the early 80s, where he's on in front of one of those huge old analog boards. Yeah. He was like a child prodigy or something, wasn't he?
Yeah, he came up with Smashing Pumpkins.
What do you mean he came up with it? Well,
that's where his kind of in was.
Oh,
into the Ike Riley, Smashing Pumpkins, all those Chicago acts, you know, from the grunge, post-grunge era. He was out there touring with those guys.
Wow. I got to learn more about this guy.
That's he's great. Deal.
Cool. And he's a hoot to work with.
Well, that's exciting that you got to work with him and do the whole Sacred Heart thing as well.
Yeah, and the album is completely different, which is really nice. But there's a lot more rock influences. There's spoken word because of Jordan and Tom. I mean, these guys have worked together on a number of projects, and their abilities were. I was like, well, I'd like to do some spoken word on the album, too. So there's some of that on it. There's a whole mess of new songs. And it starts off really cheery and takes some detours and then ends in the same note. Cheery.
Yeah.
Pretty much. John Sonnemel and the Slide Man here on WTIP. They're tonight at 6 at the Cascade Lodge restaurant. Let's do another song.
Sure.
All right. Should we do, let's do Might of Fright.
Okay.
That's the first track off the new album.
Coming in late, she knows he's been out playing in the rain. She only says, no greed, no envy, no hate. Folks say he's a going nowhere, and that he doesn't care. City to smallest town, from man to mouse to man.
mansion to humble house, from creatures and kingdoms great and small. The gods hold all to the same law. That which rises like the sun must also one day fall. But if time smiles kindly and more allotted to one's reign, that which falls like a setting sun may live yet more to rise again. So he's seen the might of right, he still loathes the morning light shining down on him from up above. He wonders what is right, he sings to end his night, though he knows what tomorrow never brings. And folks say he's a-going nowhere, and that he doesn't care.
New music from Son of Mel and the Slide Man. You can catch him tonight at 6 at Cascade Lodge Restaurant. What was the name of that one?
That's Might of Fright. Might of Fright.
Like it.
And that was, I will hear him play something, and then we've never done that before where I throw in that little bit of spoken word in there. But I'll hear something the way he plays, and it'll just trigger, and I'll throw in like that.
I mean, was a great interlude, man. That yeah. was really
that sounded so rehearsed to me. I was sure that was like part of the
song. No.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, wow. we just wing it.
Yeah.
That was sick.
That's what our this is what's so cool. Like I've never until I started playing with Jordan, I always said that I was a storyteller who hides behind a guitar. Mm-hmm. Now I think I'm starting to maybe become a little bit of a musician. But it's only because of the synergy that of being able to listen and have and play with somebody, and that material is all about. I mean, that song is all about redemption, and because that's. I mean, we just played. We just played 2 years running now. Last week, and then a year ago, last week we played for these outlaw bikers, who are reformed, and so we played for their annual meeting down in Hinckley, and they're a pretty rowdy bunch. But I like doing things like that.
Reformed outlaw bikers.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sober bikers yeah. for Jesus.
Is that yeah. what it's called? Really?
No. They're an organization of guys who when they get together they don't drink. Mm-hmm. But I mean, some of them don't drink at all. But when you're at a function of this, then you don't drink. And they're a broad swath of life.
Wow.
From like my friend Bob, who fought MMA until he was in his 50s.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, he's a monster. And then,
glad I didn't piss him off.
Right?
Whoa.
Yeah. And then there's a crazy crop duster pilot. There's engineers to, carpenters and stuff. And they have this mutual attraction for bikes. And they're reformed in a way without what brings them together is the love of bikes and the love of the road being a redemptive road, because none of us, no matter how hard we strive, we're all born with this idea, I think, in the Western mythos of what perfection is, since most of us are brought up in the Judeo-Christian mythos of perfection and this notion of an all-powerful being. And so we have this notion of perfection, and when we fall short of it, which we all do, then, I mean, the only game in town worth playing becomes redemption. And so I really like that aspect of songs being able to inform that, you know, of seeing the might of fright, but still loving the morning light, you know, shining down on all of us as it does.
It was really cool, too. The guy I talked to the longest was the kind of guy you just by looks might walk away from in a grocery store aisle. But his life's mission and passion was to foster the most damaged kids that no one else could foster, you know, and it just blew me away, you know, because you get that surface level thing going.
Right.
But then there's something way underneath that you just would not expect, you know, it's just.
Right. Yeah.
Talking about storytelling and songs, there's got to be, you know, pages and pages of stories.
Yeah.
From those people.
Yeah. And that's what's so great about, like, getting out and doing this and this whole, like, almost like a renaissance of the arts, because arts are the expression of ourselves. And some people say that, you know, that we're not, there's old indigenous philosophies that say that we're not born human, but our goal while here is to become human. And that the arts go a long way in promoting that, because they help exercise our abilities in compassion and being able to listen to where somebody else is coming from. Because without that, I mean, there's 7 billion of us on here. And if we don't learn how to, like, start, you know, building those bridges of connection with others, then we're going to resort to more walls. And fear builds walls. Courage builds bridges.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, you can look at many aspects of in our history to see that, oh, those societies that got heavy into building walls did so out of their own insecurities. They were building the walls because they felt on some level their imminent demise. And they wanted to protect that, which is natural, but it's more natural to open up into the change.
Son of Mel here, along with the Slide Man, is always great music and great philosophies as well, yeah, whenever they're on the air. Gonna let you know quickly, we're supported by Joins Ben Franklin in downtown Grand Marais, celebrating 77 years and family owned. Joins Ben Franklin offers one stop shopping with a wide selection of gifts, clothing, and footwear for the whole family. And you can catch these guys tonight at 6 p.m. at the Cascade Lodge restaurant. I think we got time for another song or so.
Cool. Yeah, let's support Tom and Yelena, because they're just the nicest people, too. I mean, they're just great.
Yeah, they are. You guys have a fantastic community up here.
Thank you.
I mean, what keeps it so small? The winter?
The winter, the fact that it was 50 below for about 3 days straight. And
right.
I think, well, I don't know, maybe.
And it's far.
And it's far, and it's a lot, and it's,
I mean, it's
not the cheapest.
But it's nuts, isn't it? As soon as you go through that tunnel, it's like north of Two Harbors. It changes.
Yep.
You go through that tunnel and it's a portal. You're like, okay, this is this land plays for keeps.
That's right.
And playing for keeps. Well, since we are, I mean, I couldn't help but noticing all the ice on that.
Oh, sure.
Can we play that one?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because that's another thing about. This song was written in the far away about I hear Jordan play and it just reminds me of lake ice forming. And
did you get an effect going on that, or is that the eighth string?
No, just picking behind the slide.
I already like it. Shout out to Carl. You were going to shout out to Carl for some reason.
Oh, yeah. But
yeah. I just ran into, I think it was in Door County. They said, when you're up at TIP, look for Carl. Now, of course, I don't remember who it was.
So, Carl, this one's for you.
started last summer. In late August, sometimes as early as July, when the wind switches, comes in off the big lake, and the first tinges of winter are felt. And then the trees give back all the light that they've received over another growing season to grandfather's son, giving it back in yellows and reds and golds and oranges. And the truest expression of faith are the trees. How they completely undress right before the coldest season of the year. The equinox rains come and go, and sleet turns to snow as the nights grow longer, days grow cold. And it starts a translucent skin along the shorelines. Stretching like fogged breath. Growing the lake ice. I dream of snowbanks in a northern Minnesota country moor. With ice on the trees and coffee in a black pot on the stove. And the trees are all covered in ice. And the snow, it buries the ground. The chimney smoke, how it marries the sky. And the one stream still left flowing, well, it heads right out of town. When I scream, I cry in memory. For regrets and harms left frozen like the lake ice. But transgressions always fleeting, and no one ever leaves here untaken. And the winter sun shines but isn't warm, and the season is a mode of time that always falls. The next one comes like a friend to hold your hand. And freedom, well, that's got nothing to do with motion. Out on the lake ice, be sure to wear some warm clothes. Out on the lake ice, don't get caught there growing old. May you find someone warm there to bring you out of the cold. I out here in California, the weather's rarely cold. Some think it's the climate, but really it's 'cause of a woman I come to know. Long black night hair that parts the stars. Wide open eyes that see right through to paradise. I want to take her home with me every night. Start a new life. Leave the lake ice behind. Out on the lake ice, be sure to wear some warm clothes. Out on the lake ice, don't get caught there growing old. May you find someone warm there to bring you out of the cold.
Song Lake Ice,
yeah, written for this lake,
from Son of Mel and the Slide Man, tonight 6 p.m at Cascade Lodge. It's gonna be a good show. You are never gonna run out of inspiration with this thing out here, I don't think,
with
the lake.
Yeah. Oh, that it's as deep as you want to go. It's as volumenic as it takes my speech away.
Yeah. Just the other day, I was driving down the hill here from up the Gunflint Trail, and I could see the lake ice, like, you know, where it collides and makes these little hills. I could see them on the horizon, like these little white star things that far out, because they were that big and they were shining that bright and that, like, the perfect angle of the sun. It was super cool. So you should look for that if you're up here and checking that out.
That looks amazing.
Yeah, it was super cool.
And it's a different color every time you drive up.
Right.
Different.
Yeah. Well, and you guys can almost see the lake from your house, too, right, Jordan?
Jordan, you're in Ashland, right?
South of Ashland, about 20 minutes, yeah. If you climb my silo, which I don't recommend anymore, those ladders are pretty sketchy.
But, especially in winter.
Yeah, you can just see a sliver of it from my yard. But if you go to the 80 acres that we almost bought instead, you can really see it from, you know, 14, 15 miles in.
Wow. That's super cool.
It's a beautiful neighborhood by us, too. It's not quite the lift that you guys have here, but it's really dramatic over by us, too, you know.
Yeah. It's going to be, or go ahead.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, that's one of the oldest ranges on the planet, the Pinokies.
Yeah.
I mean, back, what, it was almost 30,000 feet. High, right?
Yeah,
they were as high as the Himalayas.
Used to be as high as the Himalayas are now.
Wow.
Yeah, that's now they're a couple hundred feet. Isn't that?
Yeah. I think we gotta let the Roadhouse get in here.
Right on.
And, all right.
Do it. But man, thank you again for an amazing session of music and talk from Jordan Gruneau, John Son of Mel, tonight at 6 p.m. at the Cascade Lodge Restaurant. Hope it's an awesome show, you guys.
Anytime, Will. Anytime. So, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. And WTIP, support your local radio.
That's
support
right.
Support your local radio.
We got membership drive coming up in a week or so. I'm going to cut that out and have that play.
All right.
All right. We'll be back in just a little bit.